Okay, recording this Sunday, February 12th, 2023 at 4:40 p.m. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm making this because I am currently fighting off the urge to binge eat. A sudden urge to binge arised for me for the first time in a while, And I'm practicing one of my healthy coping mechanisms, which is, I don't know, do anything else or just become curious about the urge. Why I'm experiencing it, why I think I'm experiencing it. And I feel like a good way to do this would be through a quick little podcast. I don't know. Because one of my go-to tips that helped me a lot the most whenever I fight the urge to binge is I just record myself and just look at myself in my phone camera until the urge goes away. And I can't pick up my phone until it goes away because I want to sit there with it, be present with it, be curious about it. But I feel like this would be another cool way to do it, kind of talk through it and just put it out there. just a little mini episode. I don't know. So I'm fighting this right now. And like I said, it's been a while. My last binge was 11 months ago. But after that last binge, of course, the urge would come here and there. But as time went on, it got easier and easier. And now I'm at a point where it's this is my first time experiencing it in months. I can tell you the last time this happened, but it's been, at least 3 or 4 months. So I'm figuring out why on this random Sunday in the middle of February at 4:40 PM is this happening to me? And I came up with a couple reasons as to why. The first one is I just recorded content, that involved me eating something. And whenever I record content that involves me eating, it sets off the voice in the eating disorder voice in the back of my head where it's screaming okay, well now your whole day is thrown off. You might as well just go eat everything else. Where in reality, all I had was a couple peanut butter pretzels and that was it. But in the past, I would always view spontaneous eating or eating something that wasn't on my agenda of eating to be a bad thing. And that would make that voice in my head louder and then I would end up binging as a result. But now I know, or I'm getting a lot better at spontaneous eating, because not every day of food is going to be the same. That wouldn't be a very fun life if you ate the same exact things every day, the exact same times, doing the exact same things. It wouldn't be fun. So spontaneous eating is something I've gotten a lot better at, but this was an example of it today, where I guess just now, where I just recorded this piece of content with me eating something. And it was good, and I'm glad I did. But yeah, I think that's part of the reason why this came up. Second reason, it's Super Bowl Sunday and I'm an hour or two away from going over to one of my friend's house to watch the Super Bowl. And of course there's going to be a lot of really good food there because it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's one of the best days of food, buffalo chicken dip, wings, chips, all the good shit. It's going to be there, which is really good. And I'm really pumped for it. But like I said, the voice in my head sometimes will go to okay, well, there's going to be a lot of good food there. So you should probably restrict today and not eat a ton. So when you get there, you can just eat a shit ton of this, really good, Super Bowl food. But I know now that the more I would restrict during the day, I would have just the less control I would have when I would get to my friend's house and eat the Super Bowl food, right? I would have less control. But now where it's okay, I'm allowing myself to listen to my body, my hunger cues, eat breakfast, lunch, a couple snacks here and there. I'll feel a lot better when the time comes for me to go to my friend's house and eat some of these foods because I wouldn't feel out of control because I feel satiated, I feel grounded, but I'm also going to enjoy these foods. But that stupid voice kicks in and is you should probably, do X, Y, and Z, not follow your gut or your body and just go crazy when you go to your friend's house in a couple hours. So I don't know, that's reason number two. I think that's about it, honestly, for why I'm experiencing this right now. But like I said, I'm doing my best to suppress this urge and I already feel better. It's been less than 5 minutes and I already feel so much better that I'm doing this. And something else I think is very helpful when the urge to binge arises is to get tasks done that you've been putting off. The little mundane boring tasks that you just haven't been doing because they're exactly that. They're boring, that you don't want to do them. Like, for example, I should shave. I should take a shower. I should clean my room. I should clean my kitchen. Like, something I like should just get done. And doing that, doing one of those things or multiple of those things will, you know, distract me, help calm the urge down, and I'll feel a lot better. And like, time will pass, because the time's going to pass anyways. And I know for a fact, if I just go to the fridge or pantry right now and eat the entire kitchen, I'm not going to feel better. I'm going to feel worse. I'm going to feel those feelings of guilt and shame. Physically, I'm going to feel like shit. It's going to ruin the rest of my night. And I don't want that. So I'm doing this. I'm recording a podcast episode, which I don't think I've been slacking with recently. I think I've been slacking on the solo episodes because I've been spending a lot of time getting guests on, like really good guests. And those have been really fun to do. But there's something about a solo episode that is like so much better. I think it's just because like when you have a guest on, you have to do so much more preparation, research, and you have the conversation, you have to match scheduling, all that, like all the theatrics of it. But a nice solo episode, like I'm doing right now, I just plug in my microphone and just start talking, and it's great. And I don't know, I just like it a lot better. But I love all the guests I've had on as well. So, but I don't know. I feel like I just haven't sat down in a while and just started talking. So this is like a great opportunity to do that. And like I said, it's been almost 7 minutes now and I feel literally so much better. So, I think I'm going to do one of those other tasks, which I think I'm going to go shave or do something, and just get ready for the rest of my night. So, I don't know. I'm going to put this out there just because I think it's important to continue to bring just more awareness to binge eating disorder, because it is the most common eating disorder and a lot of people struggle with it, but it gets a lot of negative connotation and stigma, because people think it's just easier to just say stop eating. It's not that hard, instead of like actually figuring out that it's a real problem. But yeah, I hope this, I don't know, maybe helped, or if you enjoy listening to this 7 minute little mini episode. That's something else too, is like with podcasting, I view it, and social media in general, I view it as such a black and white thing, where it's like, I feel like I would never do something like this, because I always like feel the need to have my podcast episodes be like 40 minutes or longer for whatever reason, or else like it wouldn't be a podcast. But like, there are so many successful podcasts out there that are like less than 10 minutes long per episode. So it's like, why can't I start doing that? So I don't know. I just need to like, there's something else I need to work on, is like, stop viewing social media as such a black and white thing. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing about social media should be perfect. Just keep experimenting and shit. So, yeah. All right. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my night. And if you're listening to this, I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. So have a good one.